What was the question?
How was your camping last night?
It's Thursday, March 31st. 3 weeks from Saturday, I leave to thru-hike the Pacific Crest Trail from the southern border of California and Mexico to the northern border of Canada and the United States. I'm on what's called a shakedown trip at a state park in Texas, state natural area called Lost Maples. Shakedown trip is where I go to test out my gear and my body to see if I can sleep on this here foam pad and make it one night. I'm confident that I can do it, learning some things, mostly getting used to the feeling of being so encumbered. But it's beautiful out here, and I'm enjoying myself.
It was good. I forgot a spoon, the bidet thing that I wanted to bring, and I wore the wrong socks.
Welcome to Thru.
Navigating the travel world doesn't have to be complicated. Whether you want to hack your points and miles, figure out where to travel next, or you just need advice on an ethical dilemma. I'm Aislinn Green, host of Unpacked by Afar. And in the brand new season, we are unpacking the most captivating and challenging topics in the travel industry, one conversation at a time. Topics like the sexiness of travel insurance and the perils of quote-unquote bad tourism, and even the secrets to flying with children and not losing your mind in the process. Listen to Unpacked by Afar wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I think I know where I'm going.
According to my dad, I have a horrible sense of direction, but I just gotta take two lefts. I think I can manage.
All right, here we go, in a little canyon. Hiking down some rocks, kind of like a dirt road type of situation. And now across a little shallow, very clear creek. I should practice filtering water. There's little fishies swimming in it. And step on the rocks to get across. And back on the little dirt trail. Sunglasses on. The landscape is Texan. It's dry, brushy. I need to learn the names of plants and how to better describe landscapes. The sun shining in my face, it's setting over the hill on my left to the west. There's a large bird, buzzard or vulture or whatever you might call them, hovering over the hill. Ah, this is so much fun. I knew I would like this. Sometimes I am right about what I want. There are little critters running around everywhere. There's forest all around me. And I feel like, I don't know if mountain lions live in this area. Probably extremely rare. Okay. I'm starting to get just a teensy bit worried because it's about 7:30. I'm 2.5 miles in, and I think I may have passed the campsite somehow. Okay. So here's the little fork in the road. Yep, we're good. Trust your gut, Cody. This is so exciting. I'm really excited to make this show. And people are going to reject me. And I... sooner I can accept that reality, the better off I'll be. So, I hereby accept that some people will reject being interviewed. Some people will be annoyed or disgruntled by my even asking. Some people will balk at the very idea. In fact, let's just go ahead and accept the worst case scenario. Everyone hates me and no one wants to talk to me. Saying it out loud makes it kind of funny. If that were to happen, it'd be a story in and of itself. The loneliest thru hiker, ostracized because he wanted to record a podcast. You know what? I wouldn't blame him. But then that becomes the story. And now that I've said that out loud, we're doing this thing no matter what. This is home. It's so quiet. Okay, I like this area over here. There's some nice dirt. It speaks to me. There's like a rock table thing. Lovely. And now we set up camp. Okay, so I'm going to set up my tent and then try to cowboy camp next to it. Hopefully that doesn't mess up the stake too bad. Just got the tent up. Let's take a tour. Single person tent held together with two stakes on either side. A stake on the sides perpendicular, the line going out, and trekking pole. So hold it up. That's a little loose. I think, but we can tighten it. There we go. So that's the tent. And now I walked over to a grassy area and we'll set up the ground cloth. Cowboy camping. So for cowboy camping, I just put the ground cloth down and orange pad. And I'm like 50 feet from my tent if I need to hop in it. Boom. Absolutely doable. Someone said dig out a hole for your hips, so I'm gonna try that. And then that's where we're sleeping. I can manage. So this is cowboy camping. Got a little plastic sheet of polycryo, aka window insulation. Foam pad, inflatable pillow. And we're just sleeping out under the stars. And this is a really efficient way to sleep on the PCT, I think, from what I've heard. And this is my first time trying it. I think it'll be doable. Being under the tree is kind of scary because shit could fall on me, but I've got my sheet of plastic, my foam pad on top of it. I'm in a little clearing, some brown grass, and I'm gonna dig a little trench for my hips, have some food, and chill and call it a night. So far, so good. It is pretty lonely out here. There are critters, and it might be a little spooky. You may have to get in the tent, but I'm at least gonna try this for now. I'm questioning my ability to cowboy camp by myself because there are noises and a shelter would be nice and my tent is set up and it's a little spooky, but we're gonna keep trying just for a little bit longer. It is so quiet out here. I'm considering the tent, and my justification is most of the time when I'm cowboy camping, there will be other people around, and it won't be quite so quiet and lonely. It's not quite all the way dark yet, but it's getting there. Okay, well, we're gonna chill here for a little bit. A couple stars are out. It's dark, but not all the way dark yet. It's very, very quiet. I mean, I've almost never experienced such a lack of wind. Maybe it's because we're in a canyon. But it's sort of peaceful, yet spooky. Settled into the tent. It's getting dark. Or it is dark. It's 9:12. And I have some time to kill because I don't want to fall asleep too early and wake up when it's still really dark. Because I need some sunlight to pack up and whatnot. So, shakedown trip. Tent set up just fine. Sleeping gear seems all right. I think I can make the foam work. I'll get used to it. The inflatable pillow's great. The quilt's great. Tent sets up easily. No problem. Cowboy camping didn't happen, but just because it's too quiet and lonely and weird out here. But I forgot the cord to charge my phone. Just got a creepy sense that someone's around, but no one is out here. Oh, your imagination can run wild. That's when we come back to the breath. I know I've said this many times, but I cannot communicate to you enough how still and quiet it is out here. Every once in a while you hear a rustle of some animal or something, but there's zero wind, zero noise. I'm gonna be quiet and you can just listen to the silence with me. I've never experienced quiet like this. It's a few minutes before 10 o'clock. I'm getting a little sleepy. I'm listening to one of my favorite PCT audiobooks called Through Hiking Will Break Your Heart. I listened to it last year while camping, like 3 times all the way through, driving, camping, walking. It was really inspiring, and it gets me really excited right now. I'm getting kind of sleepy. We're going to listen through a little more of it and then crash out. Alright, well, I'm going to sit for some meditation. I guess I'll keep the recording going, but I'm going to sit and meditate in this beautiful silence.
If you're enjoying Through and want to support the podcast and me on my journey, become a subscriber, aka a trail angel, on Through Plus on Apple Podcasts or Patreon. There, you'll find a community of fellow enthusiasts and all sorts of bonus content. Through is a production of Spoke Media and Q Code. This episode was produced by Carson McCain and Brigham Mosley with help from Kelly Kolf. The episode was written by Brigham Mosley. Mixed by InPal Audio. Our art is by Andrew Adams. Executive producers for Spoke are Aaliyah Tavakolian and Keith Reynolds. Executive producers for Q-Code are Steve Wilson, Dave Henning, and Rob Herding. Special thanks to Noah Heller and Ellie Katapish.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.